Thank you, Father, for being in the house today. We worship the resurrected Jesus Christ today. In God's name, amen. Thank you.
There ain't no grave. Woo! Gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave. Trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise up out of the ground. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. There was a battle, a war between death and life. He went on down to hell. He took back every key. And he rose up as a lion. Now he's setting all the captives free.
There ain't no grave.
hold his fighting ground.
Thank you, Jesus, that you are the one who was dead but are alive forevermore. Yes. God, I thank you for the apostles who gave their lives to testify to the one that they saw, the resurrected Jesus Christ. They gave their very lives. They were so sure. They saw you face to face, resurrected from the grave, which had no power over you. We thank you for this, the resurrection day, God. We bless you. We thank you for the life that it gives to your sons and daughters on the face of this earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Sing with us as we worship.
King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered.
again.
Lord. We just praise you this morning. There is no expression from within our carnal mind that can say thank you for what has happened on this day, for what has happened on this day for mankind, that we would be restored back to our Father in heaven. The Apostle Paul writes, "My passion is to be consumed with Him and not cling to my own righteousness. Based in keeping the written law, my only righteousness will be His, based on the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, the very righteousness that comes from God. And I continually long to know the wonders of Jesus and to experience the overflowing power of His resurrection working in me." Do we really understand that? The power of the resurrection working in me, working in you. This is the word of God over every one of our lives. Come on, hallelujah. This is something to celebrate. This is something to lay a hold of. The law has been taken care of. You understand that? There's no more works. There's no more trying. There's no more striving. It is a free gift. It is imputed to you. The righteousness of God is imputed to you. All right, come on. That is exciting. Do you know today is the reason why we're alive? Today is the reason why we exist. Do you understand that? Do you understand that the times have come upon us and now that power that lives in us, that works through us, is to be made manifest in this hour? Do you know that? Do you want that? Is there an excitement in the body of Christ? Is there an excitement in God's body? See, Jesus Christ is the head, but we are the body. Sometimes we need to stop waiting for God to do something when He has given us dominion over the earth. Come on. He has given us dominion, and we need to take action. We are the ones that need to manifest the power of God working through us. Come on. Maybe God's waiting for us. Maybe God's waiting for us to do something rather than us waiting for God to do something. You, but that excites me. That excites me because I can lay a hold of every good thing, and it says that we will do even greater works because He rose again, that He went to take His seat at the right hand of the Father, and He sent us the Holy Ghost. Come on. Pentecost is just a few days down the road. Come on. When the power of the Holy Spirit hit the church and all the powers of hell ran shaking and trembling in their shoes because they knew that the blood of Christ overcame all of their power. There is no power in hell. There is no one who can stand against the power of the great I Am. Come on. Hallelujah. Jesus, we just worship you and we thank you, God, today. We thank you, Jesus, that you made that journey to the cross, that your love was never turned off. You never stopped loving us. In spite of us, God, Jesus, you never stopped loving us. You never stopped halfway to the cross and said, "You know what? I can't stand these people. You know what? They don't like me. They don't love me. They don't know who I am." You didn't care about what man thought. All you cared about was what your Father thought. And the mandate that was on your life, you could never turn your love off, so much so that you gave up your life and you shed your blood on the cross that we could be restored back to our Heavenly Father in heaven. I don't know about you, but that excites me. I'm passionate about that, and I will press into God until I lay a hold of every good thing that He has for me. Is there anybody in the house that wants to do the same? Is there anybody in the house that wants to lay a hold of the passion of the Christ? Come on. Hallelujah. Jesus. God, we ask that your glory would fill this house. Let your glory fill this house, God. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. God, we open our hearts to you today for things that we don't understand. Understanding's not always the key. Sometimes we just need to obey the word of God. Sometimes we just need to respond to that calling within us. So when Holy Spirit comes upon a person, even the unsaved can prophesy. Yes, even the unsaved can pray in the Holy Ghost. Last time I checked, I don't think that the donkey with Balaam was riding on was saved in any way. But the Holy Ghost made him speak. Lord, it is my prayer today that our hearts and our minds would respond to the call of the Holy Spirit. I rebuke every form of fear, every form of what we don't understand, and even our lack of desiring for the upgrade that you have for us. God, forgive us for resisting. Forgive us for not pressing in and keeping our love on and laying a hold of those things that you want to establish your righteousness in our foundation. God, let the fire of the Holy Ghost fall on this house, that we will press in until every crooked, broken thing is worked out of us, until we can stand holy and blameless before God, because our lives are yielded to you, just like yours was yielded all the way to the cross. Thank you, God, for raising up the church, for raising up the end time army, for the final harvest of mankind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, it'll be great when you come. It'll be great when you come, Jesus, and you rapture the church. But Lord, we've got work to do. We've got work to do before we're taken out of this world and the great tribulation comes. And there are exciting times coming on the people of God to manifest the power of God that has power over all sickness, that has power over the dead will be raised, cancer will be healed, the blind will see, the lame will walk. Come on, that's what the Word says. That's what the Word says. I will never let what doesn't happen take the place of what the Word of God says is going to happen. Come on. And we need to lay a hold of that until that power manifests in our lives. You know what? God loves you. God loves every one of you, and He has a plan and a purpose for your life. Praise Jesus. Just give the Lord a shout this morning before we hear the Word. Just raise your voice this morning again. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come into this house. And I ask, God, that you anoint the Word, that it breaks down every rock wall that we've built around our hearts. God, I pray, I prophesy hearts of flesh over this house. I prophesy hearts of flesh over this house that has taken the place of a heart of stone. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Look at the person next to you and say, you are so amazing.
You are so amazing, Paul.
Now say it like you mean it. Praise God. Praise God. It is a great day to be alive. Amen.
Amen.
Can you say that with me? It's a great day to be alive.
It's a great day to be alive.
Your freedom is upon you. And everything that has set its will against you, your freedom is upon you. Amen.
Amen.
All we need to do is say yes to God. Can you say yes to God? I dare you. I did that once. Oh, lots of times. But when you say yes to God, I heard Kathy Volatin, she's a pastor at Bethel Church. She said, courage is on the other side of yes. And another thing that really stuck with me, that she said that God had said to her about the word beautiful, and be you till you're full of all that I've put inside of you. And I never forgot that, because, you know, we think of the death of Christ and we think we just think of it as this blanket thing that God has done. But really, He saw you, and He saw you, and He saw every one of you. He didn't just see, well, I hope this works out. Because he desires that all men would come unto him, that all men would be saved. It's our saying no that prevents us from being restored back to our Father. And when we appropriate the blood of Christ to our lives, there is no power in hell that can stand against anything that comes against you. And you know what? If death comes against you and you have proclaimed the word of God and his miracles over your life and death takes you, well, to live is Christ and to die is gain. Hallelujah. That's what you signed up for. Amen. Sometimes they had to pay with their life. Sometimes God lets them live and gives them a miracle. But nonetheless, we serve him. Nonetheless, we go after him with all that we have, that we can stand in that place of holiness and say, here I am, God. Here I am. Amen. Luke 24, verse 1. Luke 24, verse 1. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Come on. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to be like idle tales, and they did not believe them.
All right, we're good. Praise the Lord. Well, I don't know if you enjoyed the worship, but I did.
Amen.
Yeah. I just did, you know. I'm not maybe the greatest multitasker in the world, and I've never really learned to juggle more than two things at once in my hands. You people that could do three or more, I bless you. That's really good. But I can play and worship at the same time and enjoy and get in the presence of God. It's just really a great time of worship. Thank you. We got a little loud in here today. I won't apologize. I think it's just the excitement in the hearts of the church that we have something to be excited about. Amen?
Amen.
Wow. We have much to be excited about. Well, you're in for it today. I spent, I'd say, 2 days working in the ins and outs of where I thought we should be going today, and all of a sudden I hit a stone wall. I thought that was so interesting, because the Lord directed me to the stones of the resurrection. I said, well, how does that work? And so as I pressed in, I prayed and I studied, I believe this is what the Lord would have for this house today. We've entitled this message, Dealing